Live in the Atmosphere of Heaven, January 5. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things. All who with sincere and teachable spirit study God's Word, seeking to comprehend its truths, will be brought in touch with its author, and, except by their own choice, there is no limit to the possibilities of their development. In its wide range of style and subjects, the Bible has something to interest every mind and appeal to every heart. In its pages are found history the most ancient, biography the truest to life, principles of government for the control of the state, for the regulation of the household, principles that human wisdom has never re-equaled. It contains philosophy the most profound, poetry the sweetest and the most sublime, the most impassioned and the most pathetic, touching. Immeasurably superior in value to the productions of any human author are the Bible writings, even when thus considered, but of infinitely wider scope, of infinitely greater value, are they when viewed in their relation to the grand central thought. Viewed in the light of this thought, every topic has a new significance. In the most simply stated truths are involved principles that are as high as heaven and that compass eternity. With the Word of God in their hands, all human beings, wherever their lot in life may be cast, may have such companionship as they shall choose. In its pages they may hold converse with the noblest and best of the human race, and may listen to the voice of the Eternal as He speaks with humanity. As they study and meditate upon the themes into which the angels desire to look, they may have their companionship. They may follow the steps of the heavenly teacher, and listen to his words as when he taught on mountain and plain and sea. They may dwell in this world in the atmosphere of heaven, imparting to earth's sorrowing and tempted ones thoughts of hope and longings for holiness, themselves coming closer and still closer into fellowship with the unseen. Like him of old who walked with God, drawing nearer and nearer the threshold of the eternal world, until the portals shall open, and they shall enter there. They will find themselves no strangers. The voices that will greet them are the voices of the holy ones, who, unseen, were on earth their companions, voices that here they learn to distinguish and to love. Those who through the Word of God have lived in fellowship with heaven, will find themselves at home in heaven's companionship,